this has been a very tough issue for the Supreme Court. It was a very divided court at oral argument, but by a 7-2 vote today, the Supreme Court said that California's attempt to limit the sale of violent video games is unconstitutional. They said it is a violation of the First Amendment. And I think it just really underlines that this Supreme Court, liberals and conservatives alike, have a very broad notion of freedom of speech protections, and they are very hesitant to approve any sort of restriction, even one like this, which on the surface has a lot of appeal.
Well, and too, I mean, we've done a number of the stories here on CNN about research that exists about the influence of this violent video games on our kids. How did that weigh at all? How was that brought into the decision?
Well, it did weigh in, and the court said that when you are dealing with restrictions on speech, when the court looks at a case like that, they need proof that this is justified, that there is a good reason for it. And they looked at the justifications for this law, and they found it was not enough. They found that the research was more speculative than ironclad proof, and they said, given the fact that the Constitution is designed to protect freedom of expression, this sort of restriction was not justified. There wasn't enough proof that this was a good use of the very narrow power to restrict speech.